chapter 16, verses 1 to 8, the resurrection. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white, in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Just going to set myself up here. Just checking this box, empty. Just checking this box, empty. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Marcus. Just there's fine. Fabulous. Well, morning, everybody, and a happy Easter from me too. It is happy Easter. What a great day this is, and it's a real privilege and great for me to be able to speak now. As we've just been saying and worshipping, Easter Sunday is such a great day. We celebrate that Jesus is alive. We've sang it, we've stated it, and you know what? It is the best news ever. Because Jesus offers life and hope to all who say yes to him. Now, each year, the church, that's the church at large, tells the account of Easter from a different book of the Bible. So there are four books of the Bible that tell us about Jesus's life. And obviously, all four contain the Easter account because it is the most important thing about who Jesus is. And this year, the account comes from Mark's Gospel. Okay? And I love this account. And actually, being the vicar, it meant that I could put myself on the rota to speak today because I love Mark's account so much. One reason I love the account in Mark's Gospel is because it poses a very clear question. And I'm going to put this question up on the screen. Thanks, Jan. The question I think that Mark's Gospel poses is this one. What happened next? Now, Nick brought the reading to us, and I'm going to read again the first three verses. This is Easter Sunday morning in Mark's Gospel. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus's body. Very early on the first day of the week, that's Sunday, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. They're on their way. And they were asking each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb?" What happened next? Dom, dom, dom. Sorry, that's why I'm not in the music group, isn't it? Well, I'm going to come back to that, but I want to see how good you guys are at what happened next, okay? I'm going to challenge you to some, well, let's say very different what happened next. And actually, as the Vicar of St. Mary's, I'm going to ask you to indulge me. We've just had a really good Easter egg hunt, thank you, Gary. And you have seen that within those prizes were Featherstone eggs. So indulge me this morning. I haven't done it yet. I know I'm only 2 weeks into being a chicken owner, but today, maybe the chickens are right, but not literally. Okay. So I'm going to give you a what happened next quiz that's very different. Okay, so Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you have to look at the photos on the screen, and then I'm going to ask you, what happened next? So firstly, we had a delivery. Flat pack, lots of bits of wood. Dom, dom, dom. What happened next? Okay, some people know the answer because they know. Yeah, what do you think happened? We opened the box, and then what do you think happened? Yeah, go for it. We built it. Well, we, royal we, yes. Thanks, Paul. We built the coop. What happened next? Oh. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the appreciation of the Featherstone chicken coop. We're expecting 5-star ratings on Airbnb from the chickens. Brilliant. Okay, so we've got a coop. What happened next? If we've got a house ready, what do you think happened next? I know you're well into the chicken story. Do you want to, if your family want sometime, come around and see the chickens. Anybody else? What do you think happened next? Because we've got a house for them. What do you think happened? What do you think happened? They cracked out of their eggs. Well, good answer. They cracked out of their eggs quite a long time before because we rescued these chickens when they were 18 months old. So what happened next? You're right. We got chickens. So there we go, everybody. That's Henrietta on the left and then Henley and then Hollywood. So there you go. That's our chickens. Okay, so we've got chickens. What happened next? What do you think the chickens did? Anybody else want to tell me? Lucy, what do you think they did next?
They laid eggs.
They laid eggs! Woohoo! We have not had time to check this morning, but ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks of chicken owning, 39 eggs. 30. Oh yes, get in. Yes. Brilliant. So, what happened next? You are really good at it, but I thought I might try and have a little bit more what happened next fun. Fun. I've just seen Gary's face. Okay, so I have two more what happened next for you. And I'm going to need two volunteers, fairly brave ones. Okay, well. Gary's scared. Now, there should be no fear on Easter Sunday, but you are right to be scared. Do you want to come? Remind me of your name. Harrison. When do you leave that egg there and come up here then? Okay, so we are still asking the question, what happened next? And I'm going to take this out of here. Harrison, if you turn around so everybody can see. Harrison, do you want to just take your coat off? Okay. Oh, you've still got your chocolate egg. Shall I take it back? We'll give you it back, I promise. Chocolate egg. Here's an egg. So why don't you just stand just here? And I'm going to give you that egg. You're going to hold it. And then I'm just going to ask you to drop it on the floor. So shall we... Oh, actually, you're right. Hang on. I'm ready with a towel. How sad are we? Okay, I'm ready with a towel. Okay, so Harrison... Higher, a little bit higher. Okay, just let it, hang on, I'll stand back. Okay, just let it go. 1, 2, 3. Well, what happened next? It bounced. Would you like a fun toy egg? Yeah, brilliant. So, and that was your chocolate egg. And hang on, before you go, I'm going to give you for coming up now. Another chocolate egg. Well done, Harrison. Yay. Excellent. So sometimes the what happened next wasn't the obvious. You built the coop, you got your chickens, you got your eggs. What happened next was a bit of a surprise. So we just have one more before we get back to the more important story in the Bible. One more what happened next. Harrison... That's enough chocolate, surely. Oh, I'm... Hayley, do you want to come? Are you super sure? Mum, Dad, is this okay? Okay, Hayley, do you want to take your coat off? Okay, then. Brilliant, you found an egg. Do you want to stand there where Harrison did, like middle, so everybody can see you? Shall I just put that egg down? Yeah, and what you got in your hand? Oh, brilliant, do you still want that? Confetti, celebration, popper stuff. Okay, so I've got the towel. In fact, shall we put this around your... Now, basically, actually, you need to ask the question before you go any further. Hayley, are you prepared to crack an egg on your head? No, okay, well, then you can go sit back down. You can still have an egg for coming up. I need now... There you go. If you don't want to stay, that's fine. Okay. Benj, come on then. I thought you might be up for it. Whoop, whoop, turn around. Excellent. Okay, oh yeah, okay, so we've got to have communion later, so we've got to just put this down here, okay? So you're going to lean forward when you do it, and how about, why don't you tuck that in your T-shirt? Yeah, like tuck it in, like you're going to have the really messiest meal you're ever going to have, like spag bol 10 times. Okay. Is this all right, Mum, Dad, brother? Pam, is the insurance covering us? Are you ready? Are you going to do it? Or am I going to do it? Right on your forehead. Just 1, 2, 3, quick.
Oh. I tried.
You tried. 1, 2, 3.
Okay,
you did it. Oh. What? It didn't hurt everybody. I got a what?
It didn't hurt.
Yeah, go really hard with your hand on your forehead. Hey! Do you know what? There's nothing in there. It's still gooey, but it's empty. Just
oh,
drop it
up. The tomb.
Hey! Hey! Don't move, Benj. Wipe your hands on the thing. It's empty like the tomb. And guess, brilliant, you are such a good sport. Another round of applause for someone cracking an egg on their head. And so you get this. Yes, look at that face. That is the face. That is like the women at the tomb face. Look at that face. Well, that's it. I can sit down. That is the word today. This is surprise. This is wonder. This is wonderful. Celebration egg. Empty egg. Celebration egg. Empty tomb. Celebrate. See what I did there, everybody? See what I did there? Whoop, whoop. There you go. Thank you so much, Benji. Great. Well, let's get back to Easter Sunday and the Bible. I'll read it again for you, these first three verses. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? What happened next? What happened next? This is the great news that causes us to celebrate today and indeed every day. They got there, the stone was rolled away and Jesus' body wasn't there. The tomb is empty. Jesus is no longer in that tomb. Jesus is no longer dead. Jesus is alive. Death no longer has the last word. If there's anyone here today who fears death, Jesus is that answer. And Jesus is on offer both now and forever. Life for all eternity with God. So what happened next after the stone rolled away? The tomb was empty. And then what happened next? There was a man in a white robe, an angel. And we read in Mark's gospel what he said. Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. And then he says, see the place where they laid him. But go,
"Tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him, just as he told you." So the women have been told that they will see the risen Lord Jesus. They will go see him in Galilee. Well, what happened next? The final verse of our reading today, the final verse in Mark's Gospel says, "Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid." What happened next? Well, this book of the Bible, Mark's Gospel, stops right there. That's where it stops. You can debate with me over coffee whether that next bit that they say, this wasn't in this in the manuscripts, whether it was there, it wasn't. It's not Mark's writing. Okay, that's where it stops. What happened next? Well, the other books of the Bible that tell about Jesus' life, Luke and Matthew and John, tell about Jesus appearing to lots of other people, but not Mark. Not Mark. No resurrection appearances in this gospel. And that's why I love preaching on Mark's gospel on Easter Sunday. And now you're thinking, has the vicar lost it? Surely, Jesus appearing to all these people is just so amazing. Yes, it is. But the reason I love Mark's gospel is because it invites us into the story. It invites us to decide the answer to what happened next. What do you believe? Do you believe Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again, offering you life in its fullness? I'm going to ask you another question. You see that it is subtly different. It's not what happened next, but I'm now asking you, what happens next? Because that's for each one of us to decide. You decide now what happens next. And if you're still deciding what you believe about this Jesus bloke, then I offer you these accounts in the Bible. The Mark, where it ends abruptly, and John, where you see Jesus appearing to lots of people. They're on the side there. There's big piles of Mark's Gospels and John's Gospels. Please, if you're deciding who Jesus is, take them. Look at the abrupt ending in Mark and then look at the appearances in John's Gospel. And then the other thing, if you're still deciding who this Jesus bloke is and what this Easter day is about, if it's not just about chocolate, eggs and hearing about the Featherstone's chickens, then come the next four Sundays here. We're having a series on Jesus appearing to his disciples, 4 weeks, when we'll look at all those passages that aren't in Mark's Gospel. Did he appear to them, and what does it mean? There could be another group of people here today. It could be that recently, or after doing Alpha, or over the last year or so, it's clicked for you. And you got it now. He's alive and gives you life. Then I would love you to talk to Marcus or me about being baptized or making a public declaration of, yes, I know who Jesus is. And then I know there's lots of people here today where you realized many Easters ago, many years ago, or a few years ago, that what happened next was Jesus coming to life. So what is there for you today and me today if you're a follower of Jesus? I still ask this question: what happens next? Someone challenged me a couple of years ago when they said, the 40 days of Lent preparing for this very day are really important. But so are the next 40 days. They're just as important. What happens next for you? How is God asking you and me to live the risen life he offers? So let's take a moment of quiet for you to ponder and hear God speak as you dare to ask him what happens next. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you so loved the world that you sent Jesus to die, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life with you. We thank you today for Jesus' resurrection and for the life we can know in him. Amen.